Welcome to the 23 Minutes in Hell podcast, where author and speaker Bill Weiss and his wife Annette address the many questions and concerns that we all have about the topic of hell and eternity. Bill and Annette believe the subject of hell shouldn't grip us with fear, but instead should inspire us to invest the time we have left on earth wisely. Tune in for today's enlightening broadcast.
Thank you for joining us. We are continuing today to talk about deception. So this is part two. If you haven't heard part one, I encourage you to go back and hear it. We covered a lot of information. But you know, much of the world doesn't believe in the Bible as truth. So those who do not believe in the Bible, well, they have their own opinions. And so there is no plumb line for right or wrong, good or evil. And they can be easily deceived into believing lies. Here's two polls. A Gallup poll of May of 17 revealed only 24% of Americans believe the Bible is the literal word of God. And then a 2017 Barna Group study revealed that only 14% of millennials believe the Bible is the literal word of God.
That is considerably low, Bill. 14%.
That's right. And 24%. So you can see why, how easily people are deceived because they don't have the truth.
Yes, and I know we touched on this last time, but what makes deception so dangerous is it usually does contain a measure of truth, similar to rat poison that might be 99% food, but 1% poison,
right.
And so it is lethal.
That's right. So these people are deceived easily without the word of God. But listen to these verses. Here's some verses that point out how we can be deceived and how to guard against it. Matthew 24:4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. In other words, we are to be on guard because there are people that will try to deceive. Jeremiah 49:16 says, you have been deceived by the fear you inspire in others and by your own pride. So fear causes someone to deceive themselves and, of course, their own pride. And then again, Obadiah 1:3 says, you have been deceived by your own pride. James 1:22 says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. So being a doer of God's word will keep you from deception. 2 Timothy 3:13 says, but evil people and imposters will flourish. They will deceive others and will themselves be deceived.
And we have that today. We are in the last days. And we have a lot of imposters.
Right. And they're deceiving others, but they themselves are now deceived. So that's interesting. Colossians 2:4 says, I am telling you this so that no one will deceive you with well-crafted arguments. So,
and we hear a lot of that today as well.
That's right.
Particularly from our media outlets. Hebrews 3:13 says, warn each other so that none of you will be deceived by sin and hardened against God. So we're to warn others, especially believers, to guard ourselves against sin because it hardens our heart and deceives us. And then, you know, in Proverbs 14:8, it says the prudent understand where they are going, but fools deceive themselves.
That's interesting.
And we know fools are those who
reject God.
Reject God. That's right. And we know where deception comes from. Revelation 20:10 says the devil who deceived them.
That's right.
He's the father of lies, Jesus said. And 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, be not deceived. Bad company corrupts good character. So who we hang around and what we listen to.
That's so important. You know, in Ephesians 4:14, it says, we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. So we need to be mature. You know, and not fall for these lies and every wind of doctrine that comes along, many people fall for.
Oh, I know. And like it says, it sounds like the truth. So that's the dangerous part about deception.
Right. Now, here's just a few of the lies people believe. Many believe the world, the universe, and all the order and design of every living thing came from nothing. You know, that is really insulting to God since design is overwhelming. It points to a designer, yet people think, oh, that just happened by accident. You know, so that's one of the deceptions in the world. Also, millions believe in a religion based on one man's dream or vision. One person has a dream or vision and they base an entire religion on it, and people fall for that and follow that religion.
Yes, another lie.
Right.
You know, others believe in strange philosophies fabricated by men, and these men are all still dead, and their bodies are buried in a grave.
That's right.
You know, only Christianity claims resurrection for its founder.
That's correct.
So also other lies people believe is some believe as lying on a bed of spikes will atone for their sin.
Amazing.
And some believe they must kill and give their baby to their God. Some worship idols made by man's hands.
That's right.
All of these are lies.
That's right. You know, some believe that the wicked are annihilated at death. Those that reject Jesus Christ, they just believe they're annihilated or they cease to exist. But if that was true, then that would mean there would be no justice ever served. There'd be no consequences for their actions. And why did Jesus suffer so much on the cross if you're just simply annihilated? What did he suffer for? And what did Jesus save us from? If there is no hell, there's nothing to suffer, you're just annihilated, what did he save us from? And then also Jesus would be a liar because he believed and spoke about an eternal hell. 46 verses he talked about hell. You know, Matthew 25:46, he said, "These shall go in everlasting life, and these shall go in the everlasting punishment." He used the same word everlasting as the word aionios. So just as heaven is everlasting, so is hell everlasting. He says the same thing in John 5:29, Mark 16:16, Daniel 12:2, Acts 24:15, Matthew 13:30, 13:41. You know, in Luke 16, Jesus talked about the rich man in hell. He was in torment in the flames. He wasn't annihilated. And then Hebrews chapter 6, that's one of the clear foundational doctrines of the Bible, is eternal judgment. And 2 Thessalonians 1:9 says, "Those who obey not the gospel shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord." So there's many, many verses on hell being eternal and that people are not annihilated. So that's just another lie that people are deceived into believing, annihilationism.
And that's probably one of the biggest lies, is people believe there is no hell, or everybody escapes hell, nobody's in hell.
Right. Universalism is another false teaching that people are deceived with. Some believe hell is temporary, a purgatory, but that's not true. Again, Matthew 13:40-42, Matthew 25:46, John 5:29, many other verses point out that it's not temporary, it's eternal. You know, and some believe Jesus was only another great teacher, you know, that he was not really the Son of God. But that is not true, because Jesus himself said he was the Son of God. John 5:35-40, John 6:40, John 6:47, John 8:24, John 9:37, John 10:30, John 10:36, 11:25, 14:6, and 14:9, Mark 14:62, and Luke 22:70. All those places show Jesus said he was the Son of God. So those people that think he was just a great teacher, well, no, then you'd have to think he was crazy, because he said he was the Son of God.
Yeah, or they would have to say he's a liar.
Right.
Which we know he is not.
He is God.
So from the scriptures that you read earlier, we can understand then that Jesus warns us not to be deceived. Fear breeds deception. Pride breeds deception. Riches can deceive us. I don't know if we touched on that, but there's a scripture about that.
Right.
Evil people deceive. Lies fuel deception. Mm-hmm. Sin deceives. Fools deceive themselves. People are deceived by well-crafted arguments or lies that they listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And deception is subtle, and we know it comes from the devil. Wrong associations corrupt and deceive us. Self-deception occurs by believing one won't reap what they sow. You know, a lot of people live with no even thought to the consequences they're going to reap.
That's right.
And also people who don't know Christ are deceived. And deceivers do not confess that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. There's a scripture about that.
Right. They're deceived. And that's so sad, you know. But the only way to guard against deception is to honor God's word as the ultimate authority in our lives. We must choose to place it above our opinions and any personal bias as well. And we must guard our hearts with what we hear and guard our eyes in what we see. That's so important.
It's so important. I know one of my favorite verses about that is Proverbs 4:23, which states, guard your heart above all else. I mean, God is saying above all else, for it determines the course of your life.
Boy, that's an important verse. Very important. And the next one, read the next one.
Oh, there's another one here you've listed. Matthew 13:15. For the hearts of this people have grown dull or hard. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes have they closed.
That's interesting. They close their own eyes.
Yes, people shut themselves, you know, up from the truth, and or they push the truth away.
Yeah, they choose to push God away because of their sin.
Yeah, and so again, they're deceived. Mm-hmm. Deception is really something to stand against and be on guard with. And it takes discernment. And many do not possess that quality, sadly to say.
I know.
And it takes time in God's word to gain discernment.
That's right. You have to spend time in the word of God to have our minds renewed. And so many don't, you know. And so we encourage you out there, stay in God's word so you cannot be deceived. But I encourage you to read and study Psalms 119 to gain a deeper appreciation for how we are to value God's word as David did. You know, in Psalms 138:2, it says, for you have magnified your word above all your name. Now, the name of Jesus is above all names, and yet his word is magnified above it. That's how valuable and precious his word is. So we also should place his word above our opinions. So knowing and obeying God's word will preserve us from deception.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to subscribe, rate this program, and share it on social media outlets. To stay in touch with us and learn more about this ministry, consider checking out our resources at soulchoiceministries.org.